can't remember how it was before you came. Your tiny footsteps in the hall can sound like cracks of thunder in the rain. What goes through your mind? I'm looking for a sign, for common ground where we can share the things that fill our time. It's simpler than I thought. Your smile unties the knot. There is no time like now to learn the lessons we forgot. You bring a gift of life to us that feels so grand. I know these moments, they will pass before.
And I'm glad we had a chance to play that song. And I'm glad that we had guests today from the Prime stage.
Your smile unties the knot. There is no time like now to learn that fill our time. It's simpler than I thought. Your smile unties.
talking, and I'm glad we had a chance to play that song. And I'm glad that we had guests today from the Prime Stage Annual Drama Awards Program and Junior Achievements of Western Pennsylvania's 18 Under 18 Program, and Liam Kars. Also, Brian Junker here earlier. Ty Trosky books our program. Thanks to Chad Green, Technical Director.
For listening to Tube City Online Radio.
Engineering today, Robert Gray is our Director of Operations. Deanna Beringer, Director of Programs. Youth Media Center Manager Joseph Kukula did double duty today, producing the program. Chris Anderson, Alexa Bosick, and Ben Rakowski are on our education team. Ricky Berger, executive producer. We'll meet you here again next week for the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade.
Microphone at bugle call. Did you see how Eric O'Brien just burst in there and interrupted? That didn't seem, was not very nice, was it? I'm Jay Thurber, and I'm hearing bells. Must mean that it's 12 o'clock here in McKeesport. You're tuned to three. You're tuned to, what are you tuned to? 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. And what did I tell you? It is 12 o'clock. To get us through this weekend. Big day Monday. Oh, yeah. Well, good afternoon, sports fans. It is I, your deacon, a doo-wop, your salt and a swig. Your gum loudly crashed. The Chedwood hits the group workology. Jay Thurber at 12:04. Much more music time. Here to put the move in your groove, the dance in your pants, a little bit of rock and roll in your soul right up until the 3 o'clock hour. The full-time request line is open at 412-385-7450, 412-385-7450. Let your input affect our output. Looking for a chance of rain this afternoon, cloudy skies, and a high near 41, rain and snow overnight, low of 20, and cold. Turns on Sunday and Monday. We'll tell you all about that in about 20 minutes. 30, how many degrees right now? Right now, the temperature, the thermometer has broken. Also, the thermometer has said, to hell with this, I'm leaving. 38 degrees right now. We'll check your full-time forecast.
You're hearing things.
In less than 20 minutes.
Bring things on Wonderful Radio.
Actually, the thermometer says N.A., which is either not available or non-alcoholic, so lick it and see.
My name is Sam.
Hi, Sam.
And this is Dave.
Hi, Dave. From 1967 on Radio 9.
Oh, I don't believe it.
That, you better that, believe it. It's true.
Don't touch me. Hey, Ray. Hey,
Sean. Tell them
who we are.
Well, we're big rock singers. We got golden fingers. And we're loved everywhere we go.
That sounds like us.
We sing about beauty and we sing about truth. At $10,000 a show.
Right.
We take all kind of pills to give us all kind of thrills. But the thrill we never know is the thrill that'll get you when you get your picture on the cover of the Rolling Stone.
Rolling Stone.
Wanna see my
lady named
a better way. We got all the friends that money can buy, so we never have to be alone. And we keep getting richer, but we can't get our picture on the cover of the Rolling Stone.
Uh-huh. Rolling Stone.
Wanna see my picture on the cover?
Rinky Dink. That should be the theme song of this program. It's what a talk about a rinky dink operation.
Jay Thurber.
Does it by request?
John in Whitehall wants to hear the Moody Blues. You say them, we play them on the Big 900.
We've already said.
the Jive 5 on Radio 9, and this is Elvis Presley. Weather coming up next. Stay tuned. More music on the other side.
Back porch preacher preaching at me, acting like he wrote the golden rule, shaking his fist and speeching at me, shouting from his soapbox like a fool. Come Sunday morning, he's lying in bed with his eyes all red from the wine in his head, wishing he was dead, but he ought to be heading for a Sunday school. Clean up your own backyard. And he ducks out of sight, and he cheats on his wife with his employee. Clean up your own backyard.
Presley from 1968. At 12:23, chime time. New music from Memphis Mayfire. After we take care of a brief message, also check your full-time Radio 9 weather forecast. Boy, it's going to be cold next week. In fact, just looking here, we got an announcement from Allegheny County Emergency Management, the National Weather Service, predicting a significant multi-day extreme cold outbreak next Tuesday and Wednesday. Temperatures and wind chill below zero. Allegheny County is offering information for the public. Emergency services reminds the public never use a generator, grill, camp stove, or other gasoline, propane, natural gas, or charcoal device inside your home to generate heat. Cooking stoves should not be used for heat, and be careful to maintain a 3-foot perimeter around any space heaters so that unintended items do not catch fire. This is a dangerous and difficult time of year for both house fires and for firefighters. Emergency services cautioning you to use caution if you're using heating devices in extreme cold weather. If you know someone who needs to come in from the cold and needs emergency shelter, call 1-866-730-2368. That's 1-866-730-2368. Or visit the Allegheny Link portal at AlleghenyCounty.us. That is a message from Allegheny County Emergency Services. Yeah, it's going to be viciously cold next week. This weekend, relatively seasonal. And then Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Woo-hoo. Ooh. I don't want to tell you how cold it's going to be, but man, I saw, I understand that sales of witches' brassieres going off the charts right now. Everybody's just trying to huddle around them just to keep warm next week. That joke is so old it had arthritis. The recipe for smooth, relaxing, and easy is a little bit of friendly talk and plenty of beautiful music that everyone knows, but maybe you've never quite heard it this way. Join Eric O'Brien Saturdays at 3 o'clock for Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy right here on 88.3 WRCT Freeform Radio from Carnegie Mellon University and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport.
Is the sun gonna shine or will it rain? What's the weather gonna be this wonderful weekend with your radio?
On the way home, I'm going to drive past the Allegheny County Airport because they have no conditions there at all right now, and I'm afraid maybe someone stole it. A chance of rain this afternoon. Cloudy skies with a high near 41. Rain and snow overnight, low of 20. Snow likely on Sunday, cloudy high of 25. Sunday night, mostly cloudy, very cold, low of 7. Monday is Martin Luther King Jr. Day, cloudy and cold, high only reaching 11. Partly cloudy Monday night, low of minus 2. Tuesday, partly sunny and scold, high near Sunny and scold. You remember Sunny and Scold? They had a variety show in the 70s. They had a big hit with their never mind. High of 14. Wednesday, mostly sunny and cold with a high near 14. And then on Thursday, partly sunny with a high near 29 degrees. Right now, just ahead of much more music on the Jay Thurber Mess. 38 in Washington, 35 in Butler. It's 38 outside our weather window here in downtown McKeesport and street level at the corner of Forbes and Morwood in Oakland. 37.
Can't escape all this reality. Everything we knew is upside down. It's just a show. We can't turn around. There is no way safe. Was it us that opened the gates? We were blind to the blame. Now the end is just a breath away. Hell is empty.
And, of course, was Lawrence Welk with his rendition of Calcutta. No, the group is called Memphis Mayfire. That's new music here on Radio 9 with Jay Thurber. The website, jaythurbershow.com. Also on Facebook, Mastodon, and Blue Sky at Jay Thurber Show, taking your requests. Broadcasting from the Tube City Center for Business and Innovation in downtown McKeesport on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh. And Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. It's 12:30. These are the Swamp Rats.
It's not easy.
Swamp Rats here on Radio 9, 412-385-7450. 412-385-7450, also on Facebook, Mastodon, and Blue Sky.
Last night I was dreaming, dreamed about the H-bomb. Well, the bomber went off and I was caught. I was the only man on the ground. There was 13 women and only one man in town. I
Radio 9 at 12:39. Much more music time. He was born 84 years ago today in Marianna, Florida, and grew up in Dothan, Alabama. Happy birthday today to Bobby Goldsboro. From 1964, here's Little Things.
Little things that you do make me glad I'm in love with you. Little things that you say make me glad that I feel this way. The way you smile
Goldsboro.
See the funny little clown, see him laughing as you walk by. Everybody thinks he's happy 'cause you never see a tear in his eye.
From a birthday guy, Bobby Goldsboro, celebrating his 84th birthday today. More music after these important messages.
Well, I finally did it. I opened a 401k.
What? Why? Just wait for the inheritance. We've definitely got a rich uncle somewhere. We're one call away from the winner's circle at the Derby, dinners with multiple forks, a vacation home in the country, using summer as a verb.
You don't actually think that. Do you?
When it comes to financial stability, don't get left behind. Get tools and tips for saving at feedthepig.org. This message brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs, the Pennsylvania Society of CPAs, and the Ad Council.
We're talking with Bob Huber, who spent 14 years in the majors. Were your dad an athlete? And where did you get there? Got the physique of an athlete. Where did you get the ability?
Well, I guess I did get it from my dad.
dad came to this country as a soccer player. And, well, he wasn't actually a player. He blew up the balls is what he was. Well, the big thing, I think a real tribute to my dad was the fact that they didn't have pumps at that time.
He did that anyway.
He did. He did a beautiful job.
I think it's when I watch Walt. Most athletes, for some reason, will do kind of rituals or superstitions. They wear the same uniform, the same pair of socks. And one of the tennis players, something to wear. Cliff Ritchie has one pair of trunks. He plays a match, watches a lot, and uses it because it's a superstition. Now, does that run in all athletic?
Well, I mean, I guess I had certain things that used to bother me. Well, for instance, maybe I'd leave the house. I'd be walking outside, and I'd hear one of my kids say, another day, another dollar. A short, that's another collar. That would make me think that I wasn't going to get a hit that day. I know my dad many times would ask me, I'd be leaving the ballpark, and he'd say, where are you going to be sitting today?
That destroys a man's
I mean, he hasn't even got there yet. And, or if I'd see a bulldog running across the field with a cigar in his mouth. I knew I wasn't going to get hit that day. Or maybe my last time at bat, I'd look in the visitor's dugout and see all the guys sitting there with their street clothes on.
The late, great Bob Uecker with Johnny Carson.
Weekend music power.
Speaking of sports, we're going to check sports next. Here's Skip and Flip. Like Jerry Lewis there at the end.
Hey, lady, I know everyone, you haven't been true, Dean.
New music coming your way just after we check sports and weather. And, of course, at 1 o'clock, we've got FSN news for you. But first,
your front row center at the ball.
In college college basketball action at this hour. The Pitt Panthers men taking on the Clemson Tigers in the first half. Clemson leading by a score of 37-28. The Pitt Panthers women hosting number 14-ranked North Carolina tomorrow at 2 o'clock at the Peterson Events Center. Duquesne Dukes taking on St. Bonaventure today up on the Bluff. That game tips off at 2 o'clock. Your Carnegie Mellon Tartans. Well, the men's team and women's team dropped a road game at number 24-ranked Chicago by a score of 62-54. The women are back in action on Sunday when they take on the number 13-ranked Washington University Bears in St. Louis. The men's team defeated Chicago by a score of 63-57, and the men also traveling to St. Louis, Missouri on Sunday. They've got a 1 o'clock tip-off with Wash U. In NHL hockey, Pittsburgh Penguins traveling to Washington to take on the Capitals. That face-off is at 7 o'clock. Last night, it was the Penguins over the Sabres 5-2, and the Hurricanes over the Golden Knights 3-2. And I don't know. I feel like that's probably about it.
Pittsburgh's weather.
Rainy forecast for you with cloudy skies and a high of 41 today. Rain and snow showers overnight with a low of 20. Snow likely on Sunday. Cloudy skies, high 25. Sunday night, mostly cloudy. Very cold, low of 7. And then we get a very cold snap in the weather next week. Martin Luther King Day is Monday. High only reaching 11. Partly sunny and cold on Tuesday with a high of 14. Wednesday, mostly sunny and cold with a high near 14. The lows overnight next week will be in minus or single digits, -2 for your low Monday night, -9 for your low on Tuesday night. Right now, just ahead of much more music on the Jay Thurber Show, 38 in Washington, 35 in Butler, 38 outside our weather window here in downtown McKeesport and street level at the corner of Forbes and Morwood in Oakland, 37 at WRCT with new music from the Lumineers.
Hey, mama, would you pay my rent? Would you let me crash in your basement? 'Cause any one of us could make it big or could end up dead on the pavement. And if I was to die, if the plane went down and you survived. You ever wonder what your parents meant when they told you grandma's in heaven? 'Cause I don't feel it like I did back then in a black sedan of depression. And everyone's alright. I cannot afford to see the light. I don't know what's wrong with me. I killed the mood so naturally. The guests begin to make me feel alone.
That's new music from the Lumineers here on Radio 9. And someone asked me, was I going to be watching the festivities from Washington, D.C. on Monday? No, I'm going to be doing something more productive, like sorting the holes in my socks. I'm not going to be. Rather stick knitting needles up my nose. Might do that too later on. Who knows? Here are the Rolling Stones on Radio 9. YMCA is not a song about being gay. In fact, the last remaining original person for the Village People says that he's very offended when he finds out that the Village People appeal to a gay audience. You can't make it up, folks. Carrie Underwood's going to be... I'd rather watch Underwood Deviled Ham. I'd rather watch an Underwood typewriter. Underwood typewriters are here. We've got Underwood Deviled Ham here. Next, I'm Jay Thurber. Find me on Facebook, Blues. Sky and Mastodon at Jay Thurber Show, or check out the website at jaythurbershow.com. More music on the other side. You're tuned to Freeform Radio from Carnegie Mellon University, 88.3 WIRCT Pittsburgh, and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. The news is next. It's 1 o'clock.
TikTok may soon be outlawed in the United States after the Supreme Court ruled a controversial ban can go ahead. The popular social media app has faced criticism from American lawmakers over its ties to China, which they say carry national security concerns. The ban is scheduled to begin on Sunday unless TikTok severs ties with its China-based parent company ByteDance. That's one day before Donald Trump's inauguration, when he will become the 47th president of the United States. The U.S. president-elect held a phone call with China's leader on Friday. Caroline Malone reports from Washington, D.C.
3 days before returning to the White House, U.S. president-elect Donald Trump spoke directly to the Chinese leader Xi Jinping. It comes days before Mr. Trump is due to be inaugurated, and among the top officials watching will be Chinese Vice President Han Zheng, according to reports. Beijing has said, "We stand ready to work with the new U.S. government to enhance dialogue and communication, properly manage differences, expand mutually beneficial cooperation." Well, the incoming Trump administration has pledged to put America first, including on trade, and has already threatened higher tariffs on many countries, especially China. Caroline Malone, Washington.
And in one of the last major moves of his term, U.S. President Joe Biden is commuting the sentences of nearly 2,500 inmates. They were convicted of nonviolent drug offenses. Benji Hire reports.
Joe Biden says this clemency action provides relief for individuals who received disproportionately lengthy or outdated sentences for things like drug crimes. It follows a raft of other commutations granted to dozens of people on death row who will no longer face execution. The outgoing president also recently pardoned his son, Hunter, following his conviction on gun charges. Benji Hire, Washington.
And a 14-year prison sentence has been handed down to Imran Khan, the jailed former Pakistani prime minister, over corruption charges. His wife was also given a 7-year sentence in the corruption case. Khan has been imprisoned since 2023 on charges which he alleges are politically motivated. Hira Mustafa has more.
The couple faces accusations of accepting land as a gift from a business tycoon in return for laundered money during Khan's time in office. The court has directed Imran Khan to pay $3,500 as a penalty, while his wife must pay $1,800. The leadership of Imran Khan's party criticizes the court's decision as politically motivated and vows to challenge the decision in the country's top court. The government welcomes the decision, stressing that the country's judiciary has upheld democratic principles.
From Bureaus Worldwide, this is FSN.
Through your life.